Blog Talk Radio.
About magic, happen, action, baby, we never lasted. Magic, madness, maybe you was just guessing, but it was better than I imagined. Drastic, acting to you, we was just practice. Sadness, masking, hated you with a passion. Teddy, granted, baby, I didn't cap it, cause it was better than I imagined. On his deep words, cause it hurts me, but still I can't see myself with no one else, cause it was better than I imagined. Better than I imagined. Trust me, love me, no, I could never make you stay true. Hate to say it, but it's too late, my expectations solo you can't relate to, baby, but I don't blame you, baby. You was the one I always escaped to, stay to a patient. Maybe I'm just afraid to call you, need you to tell me if it's okay too. Is it okay? I thought it'd be worse, cause it hurts me, but still I can't see myself with no one.
Get a flight, I lost my phone, and I'm calling you from the hotel phone. I couldn't get a flight back to the States. I realize you're the only number I know by heart. Last time I was here, we were together, remember?
Flash.
Come on, Flash.
Tear it up, bro.
Get it, girl.
Listen.
Mix
What's up, peoples? Welcome to the Soul Cafe. I be your boy for real, the poet Douglas. And I'm up in here with my chillaxers. Chillaxers, we be chillaxing and whatnot. One and only poetic, what it do?
What it do, my brother, what it do?
What's going on, my brethren? What is going on?
Oh, man, just sitting here enjoying the vibes of the tunes in the Soul Cafe tonight, man. You taking us back, man. You taking us back.
Yo, man, those were the days, man. Those were the days. I was going to bring some, play some numbers, some craft works and stuff like that, take you through those breakdancing days, pop-locking days and stuff like that.
I was up in here doing all of that.
I know
bro.
You used to break.
I'm not a dancer, but I was doing all of that.
I know you was, man. I heard you was a battle pop locker back in the days, bro.
Oh, man, I don't know who lied to you, but I take it.
It was J-Rob. It was J-Rob.
It was J-Rob. Oh, man, I'm happy to get on my brother, yeah. Man. I'm going to get on.
Yeah, man, you got to talk to him. Ladies and gentlemen. My other partner in crime on this night, the one and only Miss Pearly. What it do, Sister Pearl?
Hey, hey, for real. How you been?
Hey. How you doing tonight, Sister Pearly? Yo, Sister Pearly.
Pearly.
Oh, Lord.
How you going, Sister Pearl?
It's going good. I'm writing. I'm not cheating. I'm just writing. I'm working on something else. All right. So don't even start. Okay.
No cheating here. There'll be no cheating
early. You know he's going to say you're cheating early.
That's what I said. It's for something else. It's not even for the show. So don't even start.
Premeditation. Oh, these are 2 points. And no anger, no anger
points.
Here tonight.
I called. I'm not angry.
No, I didn't deduct two points. I didn't deduct. Oh. I said I will for cheating.
Umbrella.
Thank you, Van. Because I was going to say something. Ladies, without further ado, our executioner over here at the Soul Cafe. We let Penny out when somebody needs to be told the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podium. Also, Essentially Janice. What's going on, baby love?
What's happening, Easy?
Where you at, baby?
Penny.
Did somebody let her out?
Penny.
Did somebody let her out?
Penny.
Let her in the gate. She's always trying to hide. Why is she hiding? Maybe somebody should unmute her. Like 50 of you in the studio. Nobody wants to unmute Penny. Hey, Penny.
Right. What's going on?
What's up, baby?
Girl.
What's happening?
How are you? I like that.
They're jealous of you.
That's adding to my list of nicknames. That's getting as long as yours.
Yes.
I know it.
Hey, yeah, don't forget you. About Baby Diva. We gave you that one last week. Don't forget about that.
We don't like that one.
She will not be a baby diva. Say what? What? Oh, Penny.
She will not. I'm a man.
I heard him say we.
Yes, she do speak French. How about that?
No. Little baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We.
That's right, Penny. Tell her, Penny. Better tell her, Penny. Tell her, Penny. So, Penny, how you doing? How's your week been? How's your week so far?
Great. I got a chance to do a little bit of photography, a little tiny bit of writing. Yeah, good start to the week so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit of writing?
Just a little bit.
Just a little tiny bit. Well, I can dig it. This is Poetry Month. I take vacation when Poetry Month comes. Everybody talking about writing 30 pieces, 30 days, all that. I ain't doing that. We do poetry, what, every day of the year over here.
Every day of the year.
Several times a day at that. Yeah.
You know, except for them times that I called out sometimes. I called out a couple times. A couple of people are getting on my nerves.
Yeah. Umbrella. Umbrella.
Okay, thank you, man. I was ready to go in. You're pretty good with the umbrella tonight, come on, man. You're pretty good with the umbrella tonight.
Got to keep it together.
Yeah, I was just going to go in, too, man. I had I've been drinking. Tonight I'm drinking Bud Light. It's not that light. I don't even know why they call it Bud Light. Because all the alcoholics around the neighborhood line up for the damn thing. It's some rock. I hope y'all don't hear me eating this cheesesteak. I got a cheesesteak right before the show.
Oh, I don't hear you smacking. We hear you smacking.
Oh, you would, yeah. See, but your ears is trained to the sound of food.
Of
we have to talk about that later.
There you go.
Van know what I'm talking about. So.
No, he don't.
He's a man. Mm-hmm. Unless you try to unwrap a Snicker in your presence, you try to hide it under the pillow or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You say
sandwiches and she come alive. Sandwiches.
Her nipples right. Get hard when you say sandwich. Mm-hmm.
It's time for the percolator.
I know this to be
time for the percolator. Time for the percolator.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Guess what? I'm going to go get that pretty little technician with the needle from the dentist.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, you don't want that
girl,
one.
Girl, you better not be talking about Penny. No, I don't want. I want to talk to Penny for a little while. Hey, Van. I want to talk to Penny for a little while. Penny, you ain't hiding tonight, baby love. We see you. I need to ask you a couple of questions. You've been escaping the questions.
Man.
You called out last week. You were sick. Mm-hmm. He sent you get well love and all that kind of stuff. So you should be nice and rested. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, they call you Miss Little Diva, okay? I want to ask you a question about this Miss Little Diva thing here going on. Does Miss Little Diva carry a little unicorn? Is there a little unicorn in the deal?
I don't know what you mean. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what you mean.
You don't know what
I don't know.
Okay. No, just all you got to do is answer the question. There's yes and no to everything. Your voice is so sensuous.
Maybe.
But I want to know tonight about this little unicorn that you have. As sort of like a protector, your unicorn protection, from what I hear.
Really?
How much do you? Yeah, I want to know how much do you value your unicorn?
Oh my!
I'm so lost.
I'm asking for a reason. Come on, Penny. Come outside of yourself. Answer the question. People want to know.
But I have no idea what you're talking about.
Your unicorn. How much do you trust in your unicorn? I'm gonna tell you this, then.
Absolutely.
Penny, who refused to answer the question, she's our executioner here. Penny will don't let us
she
put Penny on
answered.
You tonight.
I'm being
what she said.
She said, yes.
Are you colluding?
Danielle? Most definitely am. Absolutely.
Where was her answer?
She admitted she's colluding.
She colluding. Where was her answer? Penny, what was your answer, Penny?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What was that the answer to?
Do I value
you
whatever that is?
It wasn't even a yes or no type of question. It was like it needed dialogue.
Oh, my God.
Danielle, what was her answer, Danielle? Speak for her, Danielle.
She absolutely values her unicorn. Yes. You did ask that.
Like,
and it was a yes or no. It did require.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
It did require a yes.
But I don't like the way you say it. You say it with an attitude. I don't, you know, what's a simple
question.
You just gotta say something like, Penny, can I guide my unicorn into your forest?
That's what I was trying to get to. This is what I was trying to say. See, y'all hear when people talk like man? When you call the shit like man, y'all don't understand. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. What I was trying to get to, Penny, was I wanted to introduce my unicorn to your unicorn.
Look,
and
someone
we
is
both
telling me
could
to run.
Off into the forest. You should run. Right? Run free, wild, and I'm going to run behind you like a black stallion, muscled bound and strong.
Jeez.
And we can meet out there behind the bushes. Should make a day back.
Yeah. And you can name the unicorn Mandingo.
Oh, my
Lord.
God.
Mercy.
This is what I'm getting ganged up on. I don't understand. This is my life.
You heard that, girl? Mandingo.
I'm never getting sick again. I will be on the phone, like, laid out, but I will never get sick again.
And we can lay under the shade of trees eating mangoes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're at the Soul Cafe. I'm your boy for real, the Poet Douglas. I'm up here with Poets Meadows, La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Miss Pearly. We up here with Penny, the Executioner, a.k.a. Essentially Zonies. And you're at the Soul Cafe. Well, you're going to hear some neo-soul, hip-hop, R&B, some jazz. Hey, neo-soul is good for the soul. Grab yourself a bowl. This is the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio. Can you dig it? We're about to go on with some poetry. Second half of the program, we're going to be picking up our pen with some creative writing. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have some fun. If you don't like it, then you're going to have to face our anger control manager, Poets Meadow, will scold you in a very soft and pleasant voice. You won't like
Absolutely.
It. Trust me.
Absolutely.
So people, the first portion of the show we'll dedicate to open mic. Whatever pieces that you have, that you want to spit, whatever genre, whatever you want to do, to be heard right here at Epiphany Radio, where you can be heard on Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, iMusic, Cashbox, several other places, but you will be heard. I need you to press 1 on your handsets so that we can get you up in here. You know what I'm saying? I know you want to be heard. And if you want to partake in, pick up your pen, press 1. Either way, this is a poetry night. This is a night for poetry. You want to let loose. Don't wait till the last minute till this place get filled up. And then try to, you know what I mean, what number am I at? How many people ahead of me and all that jazz? And the other thing is, bring your best, y'all. We ain't going to judge y'all. The only person judge people around here is Danielle. So don't worry about her, because I'm going to mute her microphone in a few minutes. You know how it do. Baby. Oh, I want to shout out our brother Paul Sampson, who gave a magnificent event over the weekend to Stop the Violence event in Bristol, PA, where he had a number of poets from across the country come and perform. I was honored to be one of those poets, and myself and La Perla Negra was a great event. The food was magnificent. Yes, that's right. And Paul Sampson is a live wire. He don't know how to sit his old ass down. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still picking up pieces.
They don't make
my crutches off the highway.
Yeah. Don't drive with him either.
Please don't ride with him.
Yeah, they don't make. You won't find him in no nursing home no time soon. That man got community with him. I was tired of that.
Lord have mercy.
That's right. So y'all get those, y'all gather those those pieces together. I want to hear some stuff. Y'all, I don't care what y'all bring. Just don't, if you can, control. If you have a stuttering problem, all that kind of shit like that. If you have that kind of problem, try to control it before you spit your piece, because I can't deal with that shit. What? I'm just saying, for real, I'm being honest with you. I can't do the stuttering shit right now. I want to be able to feel which direction you're going into. I need to feel your vital signs.
Ain't nobody calling.
I don't know. Some people stutter. They're afraid to stutter in public, and they shouldn't be. All right, I'm trying to find some music right now. You're disturbing me. Okay. No stuttering. Anybody else? Anything you don't want from the people? Stuttering. What else?
Jumpers.
No yelling. No yelling at the top of your lung, fabulous, and stuff like that. Don't come in here with old people privilege, neither, because that's another thing that'll get you fucked up out here. All right. So, we got a lot of people up in here, though.
Tonight.
I'm just speaking my mind tonight. Hey, y'all, look, I was at that church. I was at the place. We were at that Stop the Violence place, right? And what happened was I was still nervous in the beginning. Because me and Danielle, La Perla Negra, Miss Pearly, we had to perform. So Miss Pearly had snuck some liquor into a soda bottle or whatnot. So we were just drunk.
Ooh,
girl, you didn't know
I'm
brother.
I'm brother.
Right.
No, you didn't. Mm-hmm. No, you didn't.
Okay, I'm brother. So look, there was a whole bunch of Christians in there, a whole bunch of Kurdish people. And the girl, what's your name again? Danielle kept saying, go ahead, for real point. Don't change your words. Say them cuss words, right? My first piece had about 10 cuss words, but just in the beginning. Just in the beginning. Yeah, man. So I said, how did it go, Danielle? I said, so Master said we was trash, but behind the barn where he raped the women, he also raped the men with his gay ass. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I paused. You could hear crickets. Some people were still talking. They were still talking in the place, right? All ignorant.
Yeah.
So when I said, that's right, hey, fuck your faggot ass, right? So when I said, fuck, and the way it came out, man, I'm trying to talk to you, Penny. They stood up. They was like, ooh, Lord, wait a minute.
They did.
I, was like, ooh. I heard it from the left and on the right.
Yeah,
it was like, ooh, god damn.
Wow.
They even made me change the way I cuss, Van. I was punctuated because Pearly had got me hyped before the show. She was like, see that shit. I said, that's right. I'm going to punctuate that shit. But when I got to motherfucker, right, I say that normally hard and pretty good. But I said, and I can still hear it. I'm ashamed to watch this video. But then when I got to MF, I said, that's right, motherfucker. I said, motherfucker. Like a white guy, motherfucker. And I looked at certain people in the audience. I said, yeah, that's right, I cuss. Mm-hmm. I said, mm-hmm. It was a great experience. Very exuberating cursing before the church people. The church people like the man, let me tell you something. The church people like the poetry with the cuss words in it more than they did that was churchy.
Yes, sir.
I told you that.
I had their complete attention as long as I was cussing.
Yep.
That's why my next almost 70-80% of sales will be them church folk. Can I get an amen for erotic poetry? Amen.
Amen, man. That's why church girls make the best lovers. That's right. They pull it from out the church, they make the best lovers. My.
Them the ones that hurt you.
Well, I'm gonna take your word for it, man.
And then they say, well, you should forgive me because Jesus did. Trust me, I know all too well.
Mm-hmm. You ever try to turn her water into wine?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll talk about that afterwards. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, get your poetry ready because we're going to be right back. Where's Penny at? Penny, where you at?
She's here.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure, Penny. Hold on to your unicorn. I'll be there in a minute. We'll be right back after this. Baby.
It makes it easier to bear. You won't be ready.
Don't believe her. I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. Few blows. All the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, y'all maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, Easy and Hope, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, suck man. I adopted these niggas, still a drumming them. Now I'm about to make them tuck they whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. All your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another again.
Total shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes with no benefits, not bad, huh? For some immigrants, through your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign, as you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change, and pray that all of their pain be champagne.
This is what we do.
Hey, that's right, that's right. Ladies, ladies only. See, me and my bro Van, a.k.a. Poetics, a.k.a. Blog Talk Radio Keyboardist, we take our socks off. And if you appreciate the man that likes to take his socks off while whistling love songs, you know what I'm saying, well, feel free to inbox us, you know. I'm taking all chocolate this month. Light skin just killed me. The light-skinned woman, the last one I had, was some treacherous. So I'm taking all chocolate right now. If you're feeling chocolatey, I'm going to get chocolatey with me. I will take a light-skinned woman that's feeling dark chocolatey tonight. I don't know about my brother Van. Van, what's your preference?
I don't have one. As long as she got some intelligence.
See,
you know.
See, Van, you can't keep saying that. You want some intelligence, you never get no coochie, bro. You're asking for the wrong thing. This is why you didn't get no state-to-state sex when you was on vacation, bro. You got to tell them, look, just bring that thing. You don't want to put no stuff on it. Bring that thing. We can find out how smart you is afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You can count my fingers.
No,
baby, baby.
No, no. That's,
okay,
that's
man.
Why, bro. That's why, we're not going to let that ride,
Bro, you're asking for too much, bro. You're asking for too much.
Nah, nah.
You know,
see, bro,
you know,
Miss Pearl
waiting on you.
By you,
Miss Pearl
by you
on
saying, by you saying that you want that thing right up front, that's why you had that
Van, there's no better way to gauge a situation than to just go in. Go in, find out what happened. If something happened, man, we don't want nothing to happen. Look, we got to change the subject. This is getting too far. If anybody want to join this conversation, when we open your mic, when we open your mic,
you something.
Yep, go
Can
in.
I say something?
Yes.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
How do you feel? How is it you feel dark skin? How do you feel that way?
To what again?
When you like, you
Wait
said
a minute, say
you
that
could
again?
Take a light skin. You said you'll take a light skin woman. That's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say dark skin? How do you feel dark skin?
You're dark. How do you feel dark skinned? You know, I think that a light skinned woman that wants to feel dark skinned or is feeling dark skinned, she's feeling tribal. She's feeling her dark side. You know, even though her light side might be 80% versus her dark side is 20%, sometimes they get that fever. See, when you beyond light skin and you're just Caucasian or white, you get jungle fever. So, but when you got some black in you, you know, you get your chocolate, dark chocolateness, and you want to dip that into some peanut butter. I shouldn't even said that because that didn't sound right.
Yeah, because peanut
end,
butter
I
in Philly
think.
Stands for something, yeah.
Umbrella. Hey.
Umbrella, yes.
Hey.
You want some caution in me.
What I want to know is, before we go into this poetry, because a lot of people are waiting to spit their pieces, we got to do one thing before we go in, okay? We got to ask Penny her thoughts on everything we just said. Penny, where are you?
Could
you just break down what we just said for the people?
Break it on down.
Thoughts.
Break
just
it on down.
Random. Just randomly, Penny. Come on, Penny. You can do it.
Well, I can't break that down. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know
where. So if you can't break it down, just answer this. Your choice is to break it down or answer this question that I got for you. So what would your preference be, to answer the question or to break it down?
Give me a question.
Okay. Have you ever tried strawberries on inside out, upside down waffles?
You did it.
I feel like this is the indicator what the phrases are going to sound like, too. I have, oh, my God. Yes, I had. They were tasty.
Okay, see, you're learning. You're learning. She's learning. She caught on. She caught on. Don't struggle against the current, Penny. Don't struggle against the current. You're learning. All right. Hey, y'all. We about to open this mic up. I know y'all thinking to yourselves, that damn Penny and Miss Pearly, they talk all damn day. They just hog the mic. They just hog the mic. Right, man?
Yes, they do. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Brotherly love.
Yes, we're collusion.
Collusioning. Yeah,
y'all
right.
Are
nobody
collusion.
Called forth with
y'all
so
are collusioning. Yes, y'all are.
So, area code 506, welcome to the Soul Cafe. How's your baby? What did you do?
Hello, everyone. You guys are crazy.
Is that what you said?
Lady A.
Oh, Lady A. What's up, Lady A?
Oh, that's Lady A.
I'm just listening to all the chocolate, vanilla, and all that stuff.
Miss A. I'm going to call you Miss A. You know why?
Why?
Because A is for apple. And from what I hear, it doesn't fall too far from the tree. And I hear that your shape is very apple-y down at the bottom.
Oof.
Shake
it for me. Shake it for me, baby. Shake it for me. Shake it for me, baby.
Better than SpongeBob, I guess, but...
So Miss, I'm glad that you're the first caller. We're not going to talk too much with you tonight or all the other callers because we want to get into some creative writing really quickly and before you get hung up this time. So listen, Miss Horse without a horn and no wings. Oh, I didn't forget. Don't think I forgot. Yeah, we have wings and a horn for your horse tonight. So I want to ask you about have you been manicuring your unicorn, keeping it in check?
Okay.
Keeping it pretty.
Well, I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what you were. So I feel bad for Penny because I felt like she's in tonight because I didn't understand what you were talking about when you were talking unicorns and stuff. So I feel you.
See, let me explain to you. Let me explain to you, Miss A. A unicorn is a magical being. A unicorn can be whatever you want it to be. See, but when I speak of a unicorn, I'm making it what I want it to be. So when I ask you about your unicorn, it's about what I want it to be, regardless of how you answer it.
Mm-hmm. I had a magical unicorn once. Yes, not once. I had a magical unicorn in my life, and it was fabulous.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, see, now you're talking. See, now you're talking. You're learning, just like Penny learned. You're learning. Let me ask you this. Did your unicorn play the eucalyptus? No, the eucalyptus is a plant. The ukulele. I want to know if your unicorn knows how to play the ukulele.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a must. It's a requirement.
There you go. Get
them
girls.
See, now y'all being smart around here.
Now y'all being smart. We got some female energy up in here. Yeah.
You
get them
girls.
That's what I'm talking about. That's right.
All right, well, I'm going to leave you alone, Miss A. I'm going to leave you alone, Miss A. I'm going to be working with it tonight.
That Danielle scared him. I think they're all gone.
I don't know what you're going to say. Okay. Well, Miss A, how you feeling? What type of peace do you have on your spirit to share with us on this night?
Well, I have one that's not, it's not a humorous one, but it's one that I would like to share. Unless you want a certain genre, did you want something in particular? I can get something else.
No, ma'am. Okay. It's open mic. It's about how you feel and whatever you feel like spitting. Whatever, regardless of who spits, whatever they spit before you, okay?
Okay,
whatever. It's about what you feel like spitting, what you feel like sharing, love. Okay.
Okay. Well, this is about my magical unicorn.
The mic is yours.
Well, it's not what you think, but it's about my magical unicorn. It's called Where Memories Meet.
Okay.
What's snow blankets where he lays. Frosted breath whispers love's malaise. Frozen teardrops, crystal tapestry, covers my dearest with my agony. Within the frigid snowy day, on knees weeping while children play, a tiny voice speaks, "Are you okay?" My heart, jolted by kindness, gave way. Built with love, a shrine placed as a crown upon the place he lay in the ground. Christmas green and red and gold upon his head, where he now rests among the dead. Broken heart, bereft, cries keening low, rocking to and fro, no comfort in snow. Let the winter birds sing solace from bare trees. May bitter winds console his spirit till at ease. Dreams of spring will soothe, give respite, visions of lilacs and loons to hold tight, of sparkling lakes and crescent beach where our memories often meet, of sheets white as today's snow hang blowing under blue sky and sun's glow. Your face, those eyes ever watching, feeling your love without touching, all the beauty of you and I will carry me to you until I die. All this I give to you, my only love, my promise, my heart, my darling one. End poem.
I will say this, Miss A. Let me tell you something, Miss A. That was magical. That was beautiful. And I love the way you recite. It's so smooth, so soft and tender. And it's easy to digest. It's easy to take in. It's so beautifully read. I love that. I love that. So what I did was I took some pieces from you and I created a piece of my own. Whispers love, crystals, tapestry, needles, knees, hearts yielded, gave away. Christmas green and gold, his head rest among the dead. Lilacs, sparkling lakes, crescent creeks, filling your love without touching. Your love. That was beautiful. Poetic.
Thank you very much. I too thought that was a brilliant piece. You know, the way that she uses her pen to express, you know, with the elements that she adds in. You know, I said this the other night, but very Shakespearean in the way that she writes from that era. So, Lady A, I love your piece.
Yes.
Love your piece.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm swooning. It's so beautiful. And I love your flow. You give such a beautiful, you paint a beautiful picture, and I just get lost in them. That was, oh, man, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
A penny.
Much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Penny. Oh, penny, wherefore art thou, penny?
Penny. Penny. Penny.
No, he didn't do that. No, he didn't. No, he didn't do that. Yo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Essentially, Johnny's what are you doing?
Danielle started it. She started it.
Is she on the Army Blue page? She's probably eventing. Let us know when you're back, though. Just let us know when you're back. Hey, Lady, hey, that was beautiful. As you can see, we all felt it. Penny, that was funny, man. That was funny. For those who understand. Hey, that was beautiful, Lady A. I loved every minute of it. Hey, if you can, I hope you stick around for when we pick up our pens, okay?
Yes, I really am looking forward to that. I hope my phone doesn't die. This time it died last time.
I know.
So.
Girl, you better start charging that phone before the show. Stop.
I just
plug it in, girl. Plug it in.
Yeah, plug it in.
Okay. Well, let us run through it so we can try to get back to you. All right, love? We're going to sit you back with
Great.
Back
Thanks
there.
So
what's the name of the tune this week? Van Stern. We're going to sit you back there on this unknown chair.
No, Ben, you got to give it a name. That was your job.
I got to give it a name. That was my job for tonight. Give it a name. Okay.
We're gonna
send you to the chair of mishaps tonight.
Okay.
Oh yes.
Oh,
the chair of mishaps.
Yes, I'm a giant
don't
mishap.
Have one.
Thank you.
Don't have one, darling. Hey, much love for you, love.
Thank you.
See, baby.
You guys are great.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady A from Canada. Oh, Canada. That was Lady A. Coming to the next caller, area code 240. Who do we have here?
Joe, the verbal mind.
Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Joe.
Oh, glad to be here, brothers. Glad to be here. How's everybody doing?
Good to
hey,
hear from you, bro. Right, Joe. How you doing?
You know what?
Oh,
I'm glad that I was believing myself. You know, Joe, I'm glad I was behaving myself while Big Brother Joe sitting in the building. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling tonight, Joe?
Oh, good, man. Really good, man. That's
what I'm talking about, man. They're talking about this issue with Quasimodo.
Yeah.
Do you have any understanding of Quasimodo?
Yeah. As I get older, I'm kind of, getting a little shape, a little quasi in the back there. But, yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. See, I'm glad you broke that down for the people. They may not understand the Quasimodo effect upon the human body. For all you humanoids out there, try to keep it trim.
Yeah, because some of us try to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and it's not good for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we got to be careful. So,
yes, sir.
I'm over here with Poetic, La Perla Negra, and essentially Jarlene, who's probably on the event page writing curse words because that's what she likes to do. So we let her do. So Joe, man, how you feeling tonight?
Yes,
what type of piece are you feel like sharing with us? Anything you want to share with the poetry community as far as creative writing, whatever? What's on your mind, brother? Let's talk about it.
In a sense, this kind of deals with creative writing. My poem is a query about poetry, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, I've never heard the word query used in that such a manner, but I'll take it from you. I'm not going to dispute it.
No problem.
So I'm looking forward to hearing it, man. And I know you're looking forward to giving it to us. So I'm gonna just simply say to you that the mic is yours, bro.
Outstanding. What is poetry? If my lines rhyme, does it make it a poem? Is my subject so subjective, it gets classified as porn? The sense of my being is far beyond the norm, or so I thought. Although I was taught about rhyme and meter, I've listened to many poems in which they had neither, or either, or neither nor. Some get so petty over metaphors, and metaphors aren't neither nor. If you've read a poem, you may know what they're for. We the people, for the people, is poetic in a sense. If you ignore the people and extort the people, that just makes dollars and cents. A poem can be a vent, an escape clause in a sense. When the state calls the defense, you're going to hear some wild shit. Is this a poem? I'm really not knowing. Just the manner of my speech, I hear, yo, Joe, you're flowing. I still don't know what a poem is, but I'm growing. Freestyle may be wild, but I can't see a difference. Just talking about your day, if you can catch the inference, vigilant, often tied with belligerence. Vini, vidi, vici, check your ancient history. It rhymes, but is it a poem to me? We came, we saw, we conquered. Some poems are like a concert, a song you sing along with. Just may end your misery. Now, that could be a definition of what a poem should be. Am I right? Am I right? I've heard of poets who fight. More like a battle to unravel who's crowned king for that night. Is poetry nothing more than a sporting event? Is it line per line with interjected rhyme? Is metered over three tiers and stacked like a pyramid? What is poetry exactly? How does it live? Some eat, sleep, and breathe for it. Some economically scheme for it. Many of you feel it's been all but exploited. Most poets I've known are truly anointed. My point is, I've always spoken with little catchphrases. I could pull the finest mind because I know how to say it. Is it poetry because of the way that I laid it? Is common language a poem at home or on stages? Shamans and sages, philosophy filled pages, biblical quotes fill many a poem. Spreading a little love never did any harm, but it could. Tell me what makes a poem good. Perfect lines? Perfect rhymes? Subject matter match the title? Is it vital to have a title? Does that give poem more value? Is a good poem a good poem? Or can it turn men into rivals? Survival of the erotic fittest. Can I get an amen from a poetic witness? Witness lines without context or content, but it intrigues the mind and may win a contest. Needless to say, the definition, I want it. It won't help me write a poem, but it may help me write a poem. Between blurred lines, when I write in the night of poems, I remember beautiful moments, and in that moment, it turns me on. Ah, poetry, the art, the love of my life. Ah, poetry, are you a poem because I said you twice? It's my piece. Thank you.
Yo, Joe, yo, Joe, the verbal mind dancer, bro. If we were in the creative writing portion of the show, I would say forthwith that I would call you a cheater. I'll call you cheating. You came in here showing your ass. First of all, I gave you 2 points for arrogance. We gave you 2 points for arrogance. Man, you want to give him a point, man?
He can have his points. Because I dug the piece. He can keep the points. You ain't got to take no points from Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. He ain't cheat.
Okay, I'm glad I asked you.
Yeah.
Because I'm deducting 2 points for colluding. You colluded right there. Okay? You can sit back down now. You colluded.
All right, that's all right. That's all right. I'll lose points. I'll lose points for Joe any day.
Yo,
thank you, brother Van.
No, but that poem was all written magnificently, very clever. And you spoke about metaphors and their usage within this piece, and you used them miraculously well, my brother. It was so much that you said in their trickery. You flipped words, you tossed them, man, and not only just the words itself, the picture that you painted. By certain stanzas, the message that was in certain stanzas, you know what I'm saying? It was just dope, man. I loved it. If I could just repeat some things that I took back from that. You said a poem could be a vent, you know. You said if my lines rhyme doesn't make it a poem. And that's some questions people do ask, and people have conversations about that, stating that it doesn't have to rhyme in order for it to be poetry, which is true, you know. Then you said some poems had neither. Some get so petty over metaphors. Poems can be event. Freestyle may be different. Some poems are like concerts. What is poetry exactly? When will we ever know? I want to see if our event page hostess is with us. Sister Penny, are you here? Are you here, Penny? Well, we're going to go straight to Mr. Poetic.
It's my turn now. My turn.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to do this piece. that I wrote some time ago from a woman's perspective called Mirror.
Oh, wait a minute. Poetic.
Yeah.
Poetic?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was your turn to give commentary to the one and only Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer.
I did already.
He did? Oh, no, I was asking you a question when I put you in about him. Y'all not following the program.
You want me to do it again? You want me to do it again? Okay, I got you. Joe the Verbal Mind
Dancer. No, when I asked you that was just part of my thing. But
Umbrella.
Do it again, poets.
No. I dug the piece, Joe. I specifically love the part when you was talking about metaphors and how the poem doesn't need metaphors, but are you really paying attention to the poetry? Are you really listening? And it's crazy when you said that, I immediately got to thinking that nowadays when we write, because most people are expecting the poetry to be a certain way, to have the rhyme scheme and a rhyme cadence, so they can be like, oh, yeah, that book good with the metaphors. But your piece is reflective of just how you need to pay attention to the poetry and not necessarily the rhyme scheme and the words and the metaphors, but the poetry. So thank you, my brother. La Perla Negra.
Sorry, I was muted. I love the piece. I love to listen to your pieces. And poetry is everything. It's all that you said and plus. That piece was the metaphors, everything that you used in there. I loved it. Awesome, Pete. Want to check and see
appreciate
if Penny's
that.
Still around? Penny?
Check on Penny.
Penny? Penny? Nope.
No, y'all didn't do that. Hey, well, look, that was fabulous. Joe know how I go around here. I hope you stick around for the creative writing portion, bro.
All I can do is try, bro. I appreciate the format, man. Appreciate y'all having me, brother.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, brother. One love. We're going to sit you back there on the chair of Miss... What is it, man?
Chair of Mishaps.
Oh, Mishaps. Okay, Mishaps. All right, my brother.
I am the chair of Mishaps. But thank you.
Yeah. One love. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, baby. Sitting back there on the chair of Miss, I was going to say Miss Fortune. But we're going to go to the next caller. And he happens to be half of the Get Down, the one and only J-Rob, the wise son. What's up, Jay?
What's happening, family?
What's good?
Oh, my big bro. The ladies are in the building. My big brother's in the building. The pilot is in the building. What's happening with y'all?
Hey, my brother, we just chilling on this night, man. We just chilling, bro. We having a good time. We're trying to keep order in this place. You know, they get rambunctious and don't let my call drop. Wow, they get out of hand. They get out of hand. I need my call
giggling. You get it, man. You got
out of hand,
Danielle giggling, man. So it's all over, man.
Lies flying all around here.
Yeah, she's the one to watch out for. But Penny is the one that if your piece ain't together, Penny will let you know how it is. So, J-Rob, before you get into your piece, we just want to ask you something really quick. We don't want to spend too much time on it because we want to get to some writing. But we're going to ask you simply, have you ever written a piece along the line of romance or love or something like that with the visions of a white horse or a white unicorn as inspiration?
Yes, because all these...
A horse. Well,
damn near 90% of these pieces are fantasies about a woman that does not exist, so that would make them a unicorn if they ever came to existence. Mm. So, yeah.
Ooh, you've been cheating. You've been cheating.
Okay.
You've been listening to the program. Everybody's now everybody's getting the questions right, man. What's going on? You told people?
They paying attention, man. They paying attention, you know?
The secret of the unicorn has been let out. Hey, J-Rob, you know what? I'm proud of you. I like this.
I'm just saying.
I like
I'm a single man,
I
and
like
I dream
it,
big, so I write poetry.
Oh, now you're getting nasty. Now you're getting nasty. So, listen. we don't do unicorn when you say you're single and all that. You're talking about single and being a unicorn. That's different. So what we're going to do right now, man, we just want to ask you, you know, we see how you're doing tonight. You smooth, brother, smooth operation. What type of poetry did you bring to lay on us, and why did you bring that type of poetry?
I got a new piece that I'm testing out for a poetry event called Teardrops. And I wrote this piece with the intentions of...
Now, when you finish, do you want to know how what we feel about it? You want some critiquing on it?
Yeah.
You want the real, or you want that silly shit, that lie, or that was a good piece thing?
Give it to me straight with no chaser.
Because, you know... Okay, cool. Danielle and Penny, they go hard. They come real hard. They hurt people's feelings.
I know. They go hard in the pain. I understand.
Okay, well, I'm going to simply say to you, my brother, because we're all ready to hear what J. Rob the Y. Shun, half host of the Get Down, got for us over here. Brother, I'm going to just simply turn to you and say, the mic is yours.
The last time your heart was hurt, did you count the minutes your tears fell from your eyes? Did you stand in the sand of an hourglass and did you ask, did you have enough as each grain of sand fell from the glass itself? Because the human reaction of smiles and cries, ask what language are the tears when they're falling from your eyes? Did you forgive him? Did you take him back? Did you say never again? After your heart has been attacked, I mean, when is enough going to be enough? When will you come to the realization that there is a repository waiting for you to give your time to, maybe give your time some time when you have finally healed, when you have finally decided that you want to be kissed by Afrocentric rainbows that speak Swahili and taste like peppermint leaves surrounded by diced lavender stems? I mean, I want you just to treat us as if tomorrow can only happen if you appreciate today. Because yesterday was all we had when it wasn't enough and when there wasn't anything promised to us except for those deep kisses that are supposed to last forever because your lips continue to say yes. And the only thing that's required of you is to stop crying. I mean, I really need you to stop crying over unappreciative, unapologetic, regrettable fools that did nothing for you except fuck you over and make you cry. So now do me a favor. Stop all that foolishness and come over here and wrap your arms around your personal version of eternity and everything possibility passionately as if this was the last time you might see me because your tears, well, now they have a home where no tears should ever fall again. Where and when you ever decide to kiss me, I need you to kiss me as if there are no sunsets, as if romantic moonlit nights will never see daylight. And where the word no doesn't exist when it comes to whatever it is that you and I are going to bring to the table of us. I promise. Now it's on you. In peace.
Yo. Okay, here we go. Let me go first. This guy right here, you were very sappy, bro. I'm going to tell you straight to your face, not behind your back. That was full of a lot of sap. I heard some venom in there as well. I heard some venom, slight venom, if I'm correct. I'll let my bandmates see if they felt the same thing. But overall, it was a very sappy piece, man. I liked some of the things you said. They were like oxymorons when you asked that question. You was like, did you count the minutes each grain of sand falling? You spoke about where it fell from, you know, from your eyes. Did you take him back when you were finally healed? Deep kisses fucked you over and made you cry. see your tears they have at home. I want you to kiss me as if there were no sunsets. You wanting someone to kiss you as if there were no sunsets, and that's where I say it's a bit of an oxymoron. It's a bit of, tell me your thought on that line.
When the sun is just about to set, because I remember being in at the Florida Keys, every single night in the Florida Keys, between 6 and 8 o'clock, they always have this event where the sun is setting from a bright yellow to an orange to a peach color to another color all the way until it fades out. But if you got somebody that you want to be with romantically, just before the sun hits that peak when it disappears, if that never happens,
right,
if you have that moment over and over again, you don't have sunset.
Okay.
You have that moment that the two of you can continuously look forward to. And that's where the other line comes in, as the romantic moonlit nights never see the daylight. Because oftentimes we construct a lot of romanticism during the night or during like the peak of when the moon is out and what have you. But if you got a really romantic thing going on, then you never want the daytime to show up, because everything within the past or within that moment happens in that day, in that moonlit hour, or those moonlit hours, if you will.
Okay, that makes it clear. That makes it clear. I'm glad that I asked you. That was beautiful, and that's what I got from that. I got that. And it makes you, it's thought-provoking. It makes you think. You know what I'm saying? Poetic.
Mm-hmm. My brother, my brother, my brother. Hey, man, there's a line I need you to go back over for me, if you don't mind, man. That line where you talk, where you tell her to come over and wrap your arms around. Yeah, can you go back through that line, those lines again for me?
Now stop all of that foolishness. Come over here and wrap your arms around your personal version of eternity passionately, feverishly, as if this was the last time you might see me, because your tears now have a home where no tears will ever fall again.
My brother, my brother, my brother. Yo, there's a line that I'm going to have to borrow that you said. Your personal version of eternity. Bruh, that's the sappiest line if I ever did hear one.
Indeed.
But, bro, that was a beautiful piece, man. Yeah, man, I'm letting you know right now, bro, I'm going to have to buy that. I like
What's
that.
What's mine
man.
Is yours.
That's much, man. Appreciate you, brother.
What's
that's
mine
a dope
is yours.
Piece, though. Dope piece, man. That's why this brother is my brother for real.
Say that.
La Perla Negra.
My God, my God. Oh, my God. Now, see, those two right there just touched on everything I wanted to talk to you about, but I'm going to say it anyway. What was the part about your as your tears fell from your eyes? Say, did you count them? Count the minutes?
That's it. The human reaction of smiles and cries asks, what are the language of the tears when they fall from your eye? Did the sand in the hourglass ask you, did you have enough yet as each grain fell?
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Each grain of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, and the table of us, now your tears have a home? My God. Oh, Lord. All right. I'm trying to calm down. That was so, oh, God. I don't even have a word for it. I just love it. I love it. I love it. Jesus Christ. Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, man.
Thank you all.
Oh,
like, seriously, Lord, thank you all.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I love All right, for real, did your call drop again? Always happens.
Oh, mercy. I was muted. I was muted because I don't want to be ignorant. I kept on saying, Miss Pearlie, are you done? Are you done, Miss Pearlie? Are you done? So, bro, yeah, that was very, very, very sappy, bro. I want to say romantic, I want to say sappy, all those kind of things mixed in there. I just like it. I like it more because it was thought-provoking, the way you phrase certain stanzas, the way you gave it to us, you know, made you think about that. Just like when I asked you about the sunset thing, and I got a, I thought similar to that, but you painted a deeper picture by just giving it to us straight from the author. So I dug that, man. Hey, thanks a lot for sharing that, and I hope you stick around, man, and no cheating. I know your boy up in here and everything like that.
No,
I know y'all passing notes under the table. Under the table and stuff.
I'm here. I'm here until the wheels fall off, bro. Count me in.
All right, then, bro. I'll be looking forward to it, man. I'm going to sit you back there on what Van named the chair of misdeeds.
Mishaps, bro. Mishaps.
Okay. Well,
I
tried to
like
hook you up, bro. I tried to get you.
I like deeds.
I know you did. That's why
I like
said that.
D's.
But they want you to have haps. They want you to have haps, though. I tried to give you deeds. They gave you haps. So try to hold your bowel movement in if you got to go to the bathroom. No mishaps.
Copy that.
Gotcha?
Copy that. Gotcha. Copy that.
One love, my brother. One love.
Baby. More than one, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from J. Rob, the wise shun. One love, bro. All right.
One love, brother.
Yeah, that was J-Rob, the wise shun. I like saying it over and over again. We're going to go to area code. Yeah. Ooh, wait a minute. Hold up. Somebody got scared. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call their name out. Mm-hmm. I saw you. I'm not going to say your name. I was going to say your name, but I'm not going to call you out, Jackie. So going to the next caller, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Metaphoria. Jackie, don't be scared. I'm going to flirt with you anyway, like I said I was. Okay, Mr. Metaphoria.
You ain't
going to
flirt with me, motherfucker.
I was just getting ready to flirt with Mr. Metaphoria. My God.
Tell you that, goddammit.
Oh,
well,
hey,
not
bro.
The fuck going to happen.
What are you talking
so.
About? I'm dying to understand. I'm trying to understand. David, when you call into a radio show, that's not how you come on by saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
I caught you.
I heard muted. You know I'm a flirt with him. No, the fuck you're not.
I was talking to Jackie Browski. I was talking to Jackie. Did you not hear me say Jackie?
What's going on with
Thank
y'all
you.
Crazy ass? What's up, man? What's up for real?
What's happening, my brother?
Hey, Penny up in here. Penny's up in here, too. Penny's here. Penny,
yeah.
Are you here? You want to say hi today?
I'm talking with JJ or something. Y'all been calling her name and knocking on the door for 30 minutes looking for Penny. I'm going to get that goddamn iron. I might plug that iron up.
Penny. Penny working on these things.
Got a line on left.
Penny working.
Oh, God.
Penny working, bro.
Yeah.
So how you feeling tonight, baby?
Yeah.
How you feeling tonight, bro?
Man, I'm chilling. I heard y'all been talking about unicorns and midget white women and shit like that.
See,
like,
I'm going to ask you anyway. I wasn't going to ask
all
you.
All that type of shit, you know.
Yo. See, now you're taking it too far. So, David, have you ever had that type of dream that you just, you know, spoke on?
Nah, I ain't never dreaming no unicorns or none of that shit. I dream of midgets.
Never wrote to
I love a midget.
You know, what do you like most about midgets, Dave?
Man,
like
I tell you,
midgets
make your ego go through the roof. Like, a midget can grab your dick with two hands. You have a lot more left over than you do when a whole size woman grabs
Oh, damn. Oh, wow. I didn't know that was going to be the answer.
Oh, my God.
Okay. His answers are almost like my questions. It's my brother.
Like, that's my fucking roof. Look at that. Oh, shit, you know, so. It's always a good thing, you know. They
so
really help you with your self-esteem.
So you're not distracted by their height at all, Dave?
No, everybody is short around me for the most part. So, hell, there ain't that much of a fucking difference. I'm like 5'9", so shit, you know, kind of tall.
You lying ass. You the liar. Hey, Dave.
I know you taller than that. You fucking lying. You taller than that.
Well, we appreciate you, bro. We saw those pictures of you running through the forest with all that fur on. And, you know.
Yeah, they keep looking for me. I don't know why they keep bringing all
that
damn
looking for you. Yeah. So my brother David, what type of poetry did you bring to us on this night, and why did you decide on bringing that particular type of poetry?
I just brung some bullshit, and secondhand answer to that is just because that's what I do.
All right. Well, we're interested in smelling what the rock is cooking. So I'm going to simply say to you that the mic is yours. The mic is yours.
All right. Suffocation. A newfound bliss. Passionate moans through lingual twists, inhaling the excellence of her essence, which I thought of exhaling. Don't move. Allow me not the sight of life, for within this tradition I found life, and to be anywhere else would be the death of the most beautiful dream. Whipping cream as it's dripping springs of endless visions of ecstasy. Visions of lips without fingertips as the forbidden is next to be devoured. Suffocation. A newfound elation. Secretions welcome into depletion. Asphyxiation suffered in satisfaction. Trembling as your dam releases a raging river unknown of its depth. In the love of its origin I long to be kept. As I suffocate in peace.
Yo, hold up, bro. I need you to go back on that asphyxiation suffered with, what's the name, satisfaction.
Okay, asphyxiation suffered in satisfaction. Trembling as your dam releases a raging river unknown of its depth. In the love of its origin, I long to be kept.
Yo, let me tell you something. That was very, very sappy. I don't know what tree you and Jay was sitting under to get y'all sap filled up. Newfound bliss, the death of the most beautiful dream. Quite vivid a paintbrush you used to paint that portrait, man. That was dope, man. Some very beautiful writing, very creative writing. I like your wordery. Most of the words that you use paint pictures on their own, used separately. But as a whole, man, that was a beautiful picture that you painted. Poetic.
Oh man, I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna come behind you using J. Rob type words, wordery, Mr. Metaphor.
Oh, yeah.
Brother. That was a dope piece, bro. You missed a quote unquote label yourself creative writer. Yes, you're a creative writer with poetry.
Right.
So great job, my bro. Great job. You know, a dynamic piece. But yeah, you just as sappy as J. Rob coming in here with that. So, but great work. Great work, my brother. La Perla Negra.
That piece was hot. That piece was real hot. I don't care how romantic this is. It was romantic. It was beautiful. That piece was hot. Now, I know it was hot because it was hot. Yeah, it was
hot. Appreciate that. All y'all commentary. It just, you know, it's one of them things, you know, he writing poetry can be written without saying dick and pussy and shit like that.
Absolutely.
You know,
that
whole piece was done by the woman sitting on your face and you eating the pussy and the ass. But I didn't have to say you sit on my face, but I could eat the pussy and the ass.
That shit was hot.
You was doing pretty good,
Dave.
You was doing pretty good.
I'm gonna say if you're sexual, so I know what the fuck you're talking about. That was hot.
Absolutely.
Got me feeling some kind of way. It was hot.
Uh-oh, we got to draw a change on Al 5.
Mm-hmm.
Can
you
change
draws,
you ain't got that
noise. Miss Pearly.
What draw?
Throw your hands up if you're horny. Throw your hands up. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, David Mott, man, hey, look. Thank you for bringing that piece, man. I know you're going to stick around for the creative writing portion, man. You're one of the masters of that.
Hey, man, you know damn well I'm sticking around because, nigga, it ain't a line you're going to come with yet that's going to stump me. Pick up your pens is the type of shit I do. It's been a while since I've been here for it, but you remember what happened the last time. No, you could not find shit to stump me with. nor will you do it this time, whether the time restraints or the phrases you give. We're going to rock this shit the fuck out because this is what the fuck we do.
David,
so bring the noise.
Please, man. David, you cheated the whole time. You cheated the whole time. Mama O was helping you write your shit from behind the scene. So don't come with all that braggadocious, bro. You cheated the whole time. All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
listen,
we just heard from
you,
David.
If that is the case, you could take a shit in a swinging hot sauce bottle.
Hey, that was some nasty shit. I'm going to bang. I banged on you, Dave. How about that? I banged on you. How about that, David? I banged on him. Had to bang on him. That was smart shit. All right, going to the next caller. We're going to be right back with you, brother. Stick around. Area code 815. Is this Miss Mutated? Hello, caller 815.
She's muted. She's muted.
Oh, no.
She's muted, as always. Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
It was Monday.
Do not try to indignify us with her. Don't indignify us with her denial. Come on, Miss Monday. Oh, yeah, it's Miss Monday. Hey, Monday.
Hey, y'all.
It's Miss Monday.
It was my bad. You know what I said? I said
you
I raised my
You always are.
Hand.
You're always on.
I said, look, you know what I said? I said they might be back to me, so I'm going to have to go.
Yes, Miss Monday, you are here now. Hey, how you doing, though, Gina? How are you, dear? That's great to hear your voice, Miss Monday. That's what I know. That's what I know, how you feeling. Hey, let me ask you a question. I know you love to play the ukulele. I know you love to play that thing. But that's not the question. It has nothing to do with it. What I really want to know, because I want to get right with it with you. I want to hear what you have, because I think you cheated the last time as well. It was a whole bunch of cheaters, but I didn't have time to tell you. Hey, did you wrote a piece that you were going to finish for us.
Oh, now.
Did you get to finish it?
I didn't expound upon it. Mm-hmm. But the reason I wanted to make sure that I brought it back was because it was one of those situations where, you know, when you tell us we can pick up our pens and then time runs out, I was like, you don't get to me, it's okay. And I was actually believed. So I mentioned it to you and you were like, oh, yeah, no. Next Monday,
I know the feeling. I be happy sometimes when I run out of time and I don't get to do my piece. So I understand that feeling. But listen, since we have you now, Miss Monday, I'm going to just simply pass the mic to you. First of all, I want to ask you, what type of piece are you prepared to do? Because it may be a freestyle, but you know we like for you to write over
come
here.
Come on, something.
But whatever,
I got,
whatever.
I'm trying to find it.
Because
it's in my notes.
Okay.
And my notes are lengthy. So I'm trying to find it.
Take your time. You know, but it's open mic portion of the program. We got a couple of more poets that want to get through here, and I hope you new callers. Oh, mercy, it's a whole lot of y'all. You want to try picking up your pen when we get to that point of the program.
Right. So I can go back to that one at a later time. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to freestyle for you. Because I got a phone call earlier in the day, or on today, in which a friend of mine, like, okay, a lot of people of color have a friend named white so-and-so. So my family, we've always had a white mic. And I have I have another white friend that I use his surname.
Oh,
I refer to him.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Because I have a brother with that same name and a cousin with that same name. So for you to know the one I'm talking about, I'll say white.
So let me ask you this.
Let's just say, for the sake of
conversation, is the whiteness
white
of their skin to your piece?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So white Joe.
Before you go
this
in, what's the relevance of the whiteness?
To white Joe. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Hey,
we
before
have
you
a
go
friend.
In.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, before you go in, I want to ask that
everybody but Gina mute themselves. We're having some static, unless that's Gina. Okay.
Might be
all right,
Gina,
you can go ahead, darling. Yeah, I think it is.
So,
go ahead, Gina.
So I'm from the community in which we have friends that are Caucasian, and on occasion we refer to them as white so-and-so, you see. So in this instance, to say it's not white Mike, white Brad, it's white Joe. You know, that dude that's invited to the picnic, he knows better than to come to the barbecue and bring something like potato salad with raisins or coleslaw with grapes. He understands that there are things that you do when you're just a member of that race that you don't do when you go to the things that the black people invite you to, because you're cool. You have an invitation. You have a pass. You're honorary, thing that doesn't always last. Sometimes there's a season. Other times there's a reason. But whatever it is that makes you white so-and-so, and you've been invited by us, this is how it goes. I don't want you to get out of body. Don't ever get beside yourself. Don't think you can use the name word because you heard it being used by somebody else. These me girls in my life apparently don't know how it goes. See, we're the kind of family that doesn't even use that vernacular. Our conversation is very particular. Sometimes we drink our beverages with our pinky finger raised. It's not that we are the bourgeoisie. No, we just simply understand and appreciate that we're at a price point in which all things can be negotiable. Our relationships with you are not monetary, nor are they transactional. Yes, I'm not exchanging something for you in exchange for me being accepted by you, because whether or not I'm invited to the country club doesn't mean anything to me, boo. It means the world to you. You want to be invited to the cookout. You want to come to the reunion. You want to be part of a community of people who otherwise wouldn't even see you. And it's okay, because I get it. We have this thing that other people would pay dearly to have in their life every single day. They go to the salons and they tan. They do whatever they can so that they can be browner and fit in. They're trying to be cool and down and dope. They want to listen to R&B and they want you to think that they get it because they are fans of Tyler Perry. They listen to everything that Oprah has to say. They voted for Obama previously twice, feel like you should accept them right away. I get that. It's okay. And just because you have a black child or a black grandchild doesn't mean that you actually are of this race. Mm-mm. It's black proxy. It's just like me saying that I'm Puerto Rican on the weekend. I also hablas español. I also understand it, and it's not one of the things that I think that makes me glow. No, it's part of my makeup and my demeanor. I don't feel like I should be superior to anyone who feels like they're inferior, melanated. And it's okay. I understand that you want to be part of this race. It's an exclusive whole situation that you can't even understand. I can't explain it to you because this is just information and not something I should give. So I appreciate you and the way that you feel about us and the way that you do. And it's okay. I get it too. If I was me, I'd want to be black. But I'm not pretending. I am, as a matter of fact. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Oh, my, Gina Storm. Oh, my, oh, my. I'm going to have to start off by deducting 2 points for you. That was very racist of you, because we had equal opportunity coalition here, NAACP, for Rainbow Coalition, the people to the ABCD, the Elemental P community, and all kinds of transvestites. We support them all here at Epiphany Radio. I just want to put that out there. So I have to deduct you with the racism 2 points. Van agrees, so that's 4 points deduction. That's the largest deduction we've ever given here.
No problem. I'll be that.
Okay, I was going to give you two. I was going to give you two more points for back talking the judge.
No, you know, if you need to do that, then by all means, please know I accept it.
I sense anger. She's so cooperative. No, that's anger. I know how she's disguising it. I know how those blacks are. Poetic.
Oh, yeah. Poetic.
Yeah, I love Janice Freestyles. And the way that she talked about her white person, they were just calling white person. You know, one of those shows, one of those hospital shows, they talk about you are my person. And she, you know, she's got a white person. So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, that's cool. I love it. Great freestyle, Gina, as always. You know how you do. You be putting it down.
People don't get it. It's just basic math. I'm not taking anything from anybody.
Oh my.
I'm not adding anything to myself. It is what it is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Earl La Negra.
Okay. I was listening to the piece, but I was in here fussing at my animals because they ain't here fucking up. Excuse me. But I'm ready to kill my cats and take them around there to the Chinese store, but I ain't going to do that. But,
kill my cat.
I'm trying to tell you. But,
SPCA, is that listening? SPCA, hope they're not listening.
Yes. I don't deal with them. I deal with Paul. I don't deal with SEC.
Oh.
Okay. So, anywho. pretty cool. That was pretty cool. As far as a white person, guess what? My grandfather was a mean Irishman who liked to drink his beer and listen to his transistor radio, okay? And when his grandbabies came over, we could not move. We couldn't make a noise. If we had to go to the bathroom, we had to tiptoe. Okay, it was the meanest thing I knew in my life. Okay, so it runs in my blood, and it is what it is. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You know,
a lot of times, I need people to understand this. I don't even feel like it's being racist. My family is the Rainbow Coalition. I'm related to people whose last names are Lewandowski and Green.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are Irish Catholics and others are Polacks. There are people who are white. There are people who are not so bright. There are people who are black. There are people who are white. People who are Hispanic. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing breaks down to family is the people who love you, who you're related to, and DNA. A lot of times it's just something that people say. But I know who loves me and who loves me not. The reality
Absolutely.
Is that sometimes the people in my life, they feel like they're entitled to something based on something or the other. And shame on y'all for that. Don't do that.
I hear you there, baby girl. I definitely hear you there.
It's all inclusive.
You know, I know you
so
do.
Like
we
said,
know you do.
If you have to deduct points, then please do. But know this, that I love everyone. Mm-hmm. Because if I hate somebody, then I'm hating people that I'm related to.
Well, I'm going to have to give you one more point for hating people that you're related to. Thank you for telling me.
Oh, please.
So, Jesus,
y'all know I love for real. Every fiber of my being. Look, I come here on purpose. This ain't no accident. When Monday shows up on Monday, it's because I love this and I need it. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We love
I'm
going to
hang
Gina.
Out because I got to pick up my pen.
You better hang out. You better hang out. We're going to hear you right tonight. So one love,
Stop
baby. We're going to sit you back
Stop
in the chair
playing.
Of mildew. Mm-hmm. We're going to sit you back in the chair of mildew. I don't know what they're calling it. Yeah, one love, one mic, baby.
Yeah, mishap.
Thank you, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry, mishap. Bang. Okay, I had to bang on it.
You see, he can remember his chairs.
Yep.
We can't remember nobody else.
My chair is easy to remember. My chair is easy
Wait,
to remember. Okay, the chair.
Wait, you say we got to call, but we're calling certain things ahead of time, and you still are deducting points.
What did you call?
Pronouncing them.
You didn't say forthwith.
I don't remember.
You did not say forthwith. You did not say forthwith.
You know what? I'm done.
Okay,
that
was the rule.
So
we're going
right
to the
now.
Next caller. I'm sensing anger. I'm sensing anger.
I
Umbrella.
Am not angry.
Umbrella.
I am passionate.
Umbrella. Van, Umbrella. We're going
Umbrella.
To the next caller, if you mind. There's some rude host over here at the Soul Cafe. We're going to the next caller. It happens to be the one and only Jackie. Hello, welcome to the Soul Cafe. What it do?
What it do? What it do? Hi.
What's
Hello,
up, Jackie? How are you?
How you doing?
I do fine. How you doing?
You be fine. I'm doing.
They
picking
on
me.
Yeah, poetic. Say hi to Jackie. Hi, darling. Oh, she's talking to me
right Jackie.
Now.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
She said hi to
you.
I'm great,
listen,
thanks.
Listen. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Now you can go ahead and continue your flirting for real.
Thank you. I've been waiting for a while. She's been running. So, Miss Jackie, you called out from the last show, and you were definitely missed. Don't think I forgot, Miss Jacqueline.
Oh,
Miss Jacqueline.
I apologize. I had to go out of town.
Oh, did you? Was it a great adventure?
Yeah.
Was it a great adventure? Did you
have
a good time?
I did. It was a real blessing, to tell you the truth. Yes, I did. See my mother, my elderly mother, who is in an assisted living.
Oh.
And so she got saved, and I went to visit her. Yeah.
Okay, that's beautiful. It's always beautiful visiting our parents, you know what I'm saying? Regaining that energy, that ancestral energy, and showing some love. That's a beautiful thing. So you kind of messed up my flirt. I feel kind of nasty if I flirted with you right now. So I'm going to have to postpone my flirting until a next show. you cheated somehow. I don't know how you got out of that. But I will flirt with you pretty soon. I'm just, I want to know right now is that your unicorn is safe and out of harm's way.
Completely safe and out of harm's way.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So, Jackie, you know what? I love the sound of your voice on this poetic night. I want to know, what type of poetry did you bring us, and why did you bring us that type of poetry?
Well, what I brought is a narrative poem that is a revision of an old poem that I've read once or twice before, but this revision is revised to fit the now, the current situation. So if you hear any noise in the background, I'm on the passenger side, and my son's driving, and my grandkids in the back car. Hopefully we can get through it.
Okay. Okay. We'll understand that. So we'll just let you go into your piece. The mic is yours, Jackie.
Gloriously, wonderfully, marvelously made in every shade of a rich mocha, saffron, yellow, sun-kissed elemental earth, a kaleidoscope of painted bodies in every tone, in a shroud of satin skin drenched with melanin. Born into a fleshy form, the original trophy, a perfect storm, formed from the rib of the originated bone, is separately whole, inherently knows her soul glows between the crevices of light and shadow. Gloriously, wonderfully, marvelously made, still, the question remains, who are we when nothing gets fair? Once it has been declared it is a woman, and the woman is black, attacked with headlines, touting slanderous labels, maligned, too aggressive, too unstable. Dignity intact, smile stretched wide in the face of the offenders, dismisses the pretenders, who lack concern, hurling out labels to the entire world as the angry black girl. But I think not. So let me reintroduce her in case you forgot that she is connected to all that is, a tribe of eclectic and beautiful women. And when she speaks, listen and pay attention. Does not need permission to feel all 27 of her feelings. If she is really mad, obviously there is a reason. Globally significant, threatened by the impact of her presence, whispers of foolish judgment, harboring resentment, initiates passive-aggressive punishment simply because she dares. She dares to feel, to reveal a strongness of a will pushed back to proclaim she is a strong and feminine woman, and baby, she is here. Glorious, wonderful, marvelous, wild women of wisdom called our power back home to us, whatever it took to get unstuck, to be free from the construct of struggle love. The guardian of our own dreams, no longer pleased, believing that kneeling before God or man stopped performing juggling acts to neglect her needs to support the dreams of others. It is not worth the sacrifice to be the lover, the wife, or the mother, but not necessarily in that order. Glory is wonderful, marvelous to behold. Listen to the guidance within her soul. Not a concession to be controlled by a fool's ignorance, mistakes, her kindness, or weakness. Presuming to know her feminine secrets underestimates the power of her black girl magic. Glorious, wonderfully, marvelously made, leveled up to elevate without excuses. She simply refuses to continue down the rabbit hole statistically regarded as the most disrespected, unprotected, not selected, socially rejected, economically was definitely rejected, and on her chest marked front and back for all the world to shun, erased the indigo letter X, no longer willing to succumb to anything less than gloriously, wonderfully, marvelously made, walks with her back straight, head held high, third eye opened wide, took a deeper look inside, then told herself the truth, infused victory into the victim of her youth, then with gratitude, cut the cord, purged old belief mindsets, bound to generational shame and secret, healed her sacred trinity of mind, body, and spirit, forgave the imposter of make-believe. Still a work in progress is a seeker on a quest. Protects the integrity of her worthiness by investing in her own valuable assets. Not just a pretty face with full lips and round hips. Not just a head of hair, whether straight, wavy, or crisp, are simply attributes that are not the whole. They are not even the sum and part. She is a work of art. So let me remind you about we who are smart, razor sharp, loyal to a fault, honors the ancestors, overseers, and mentors, the restorers of energetic, vital life source, visionaries, possess unwavering tenacity, alters the trajectory of this nation's history. Life lessons learned through trial and error said yes to a life of purpose and pleasure. Palms opened wide, arms lifted high, face tilted to the sky and smiled. With fist raised, made peace with the pain, continues to work for significant change, joins the sisterhood of first, yet not the last. All roads return to the not-so-distant past. Used what you could, then let go of what no longer served her. Courageous women of color are our unsung sheroes, who wear their super shero case incognito, disguised underneath satin and lace, possess superpowers of prayer and faith. Collaborate with universal mysteries beyond time and space, the alchemist creator transmutes love from hate represents what it means to be great and along the way trailblazed, showcased better ways to live in the land of America. Glorious, wonderful, marvelous discoverers, dreamers, writers, poets, and doctors, lawyers, inventors, actors, scientists, essential workers, students, lovers, aunties and mothers, lawmakers, rule breakers, artists and entertainers, entrepreneurs, soldiers, teachers, accountants, preachers, cooks, bakers, homemakers, and nurses are black. Our women are black women with purpose. 2020 on the verge of a civil war, yet we celebrated a champion for her blackness is gifted with poise and with grace, with beauty and with brains. Claire's war for systemic change accentuates her womanliness, captivates the world to witness the new look of power and feminine essence. Sworn to duty with unshakable confidence, positions her crown to take center stage, receives roaring applause from across the land as we salute the first female of color, second in command, hold this truth to be evident, proudly accept her prestigious label as Madam Vice Point. I apologize for the mistake. I lost my place. Hello, station
manager. We're here. Station manager, you're up. CEO call drop.
Oh, that's just lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jackie, that's a pretty powerful piece. Pretty powerful piece. I was really enjoying it. The content, very relevant, very vital, and a lot of affirmations in that piece. And I really, really enjoyed that. Thank you so much for bringing that and sharing that with us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
La Perla Negra.
Yeah, it was. It was super powerful. I can't grab at one particular line in there because you had so much going on. But you said a lot. A lot of things that's going on, and I really dug that piece. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Ms.
Perla. Janice, you still here, sweetie, or are you on the event page? So.
Are you in a studio, Danielle?
Yeah, I'm in a studio.
Okay, all right, because I'm not.
Okay, yeah, I'm in.
Hey.
Hey,
I'm back. Hey, listen. I'm sorry my call dropped had midway through your piece, but I like what I heard. The past, when you spoke about a past with passive aggressiveness, wild women of wisdom performing juggling acts, black girl magic and all that good stuff, darling. That was a well thought out piece. Well wrote in peace. I dug that. Thank you for calling, Jackie.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was a lovely piece, darling. I got you next week, though. When you call back in next week, it's on and popping, girl.
Okay, look, I'm gonna have to call the Me Too opinion on you.
Uh-oh. Hey, I don't even know what to say. But hey, all right then, Jackie, we're gonna sit you back. I don't know what happened. I'm gonna sit you back there on the chair. Miss, what is it, man?
The chair,
Miss.
Oh my gosh.
App.
Lord. Somebody get this guy.
Well, Jackie, I'm going to sit you back there on Van's chair. Put it that way. Van's chair. You have a good seat.
Oh, it's got to be my
chair.
How
is his own chair? That's not
right.
Fair.
Well, Jealousy will not get you anywhere.
You can't pronounce the word.
Not now.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
All right. Yeah. All right, Jazzy, baby girl. We're going to put you back in your Van's chair. One love, darling.
One love. One love, one mind.
One mind. Show baby, baby. That's right, that's right, that's right. Y'all, I'm sweating over here. It's hot in this Maddox residence right now. I need to eat all my cheese.
You should be sweating, giving people their own chair. I don't appreciate that. How are you just going to come up in here and give me
Oh, you know, you'll have yours. You had yours.
Okay.
You had yours. You needed some corny name, Shangri-La, and all that kind of stuff. It's unmemorable.
But you didn't
so we're
specifically
keep
say Ooh, that it was
corny.
Mine.
Called it corny.
Yeah, he called it corny. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. It's cool.
Shangri-La, I was like, huh, you know. So we're going to call her 501. It's the one and only Jeff J.
Oh, I'm trying to say.
What's up, Jeff?
Oh, crap.
What's
I'm up here to give him a Brother can't be too wary around these here parts.
Hey, Jess, we go straight to the question with you, bro. Have you ever put duck sauce on your unicorn?
Oh, my God. You talk about jerk.
He said that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
No.
Or has it felt funny on the berserker? Have you ever had fuzziness on the berserker? We're going to get a yes or no answer from you. What are these moments?
Wait, give me about the berserker again. Give me about the berserker again.
Have you ever had fuzziness on the berserker?
You said Funyun juice?
Yes.
Y'all gonna make me fall
no, that's
beer.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
You know, Funyun
juice on your predicle. Get out of here, man.
I didn't say on your predicle. I said on the predicle. That's different.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's different, bro.
Yeah, but I heard it different.
Okay, see. Well, since the answer was yes, I have no further response. I have no further response, bro. I'm going to let you go into your piece. The mic is yours, Jess J.
Thank you, sir. All right. There's a pervasive problem of biased violence in our theaters. I think not only black people, but all people have an aversion against the real heart searching in the urban cinemas from the perspective of the silvers. Now, I'm not saying two people in love has been all bad since Romeo and Juliet, but the topic has definitely been beat to death. The story of how he never left, or the man that goes away in death, or she gave everything, including herself. Just two young folks against all odds. I want to see the love of people. The love of people when they live everyday lives. And they look to be neighbors with no hierarchy, no class distinction, or wealth inequality. Listen close, people. I propose a movie of epic beauty, of where all men are brothers and all women are our sisters, and we treat them accordingly. A place where all the children are our children, and every adult is a trustworthy shepherd. A movie of how money is meaningless and being penniless is a figment and not based on pigment. If ever this movie gets the green light, this would be the movie that costs no money. In peace.
Okay, Jay. You know what?
Yeah,
I
man.
Like this piece. Just as always, I thought it was very creative. I love the topic and the subtopic as well. I personally... The only thing that got me is that I wish that it was longer. That's the only thing.
Right.
I really love that. I love your writing. I love where your mind goes, the way you think. You know, you spoke about urban cinemas, the story of how he never left. I want to see the love of people. Is that what you said? I want to see the love of people?
Yeah. Love of people.
Trustworthy shepherd.
Did you say a trustworthy shepherd?
And every adult is a trustworthy shepherd, and all these children are.
Okay. I was wanting to make sure I heard that. That was a very, very poignant piece, man. That was very profound in a sense. Poetic.
Oh.
Man. Just Jay, my brother, it seems like we have for real was hanging out with J-Rob, I know, a while back, because he's using words that J-Rob
oh,
would
Lord.
Use.
Don't tell on me.
Yeah.
But no, my brother, I dug this piece, man. I like the closing lines where you talked about, you know, if this was ever green-lighted for a motion picture. This is a very deep piece, Jay. I like the way that you strung it all together.
Wow.
You know, dope piece, my brother. La Pearl.
Thanks.
You're welcome, bro.
I'm with Pharrell on the part about the children and what was the part about the shepherd?
Trustworthy
shepherd.
One more
time?
That every,
yeah, trustworthy shepherd.
A place where all the children are our children. And every adult is a trustworthy shepherd.
Yeah, I'm very adamant about all the children being my responsibility.
Right.
And everybody should feel that way about the babies. You know, I don't care what age they are. We should be taking care of all of them.
Right.
I really, really, really like that piece. It hits a super sensitive spot with me. That was pretty good. Come on, for real.
Okay, you got to give me the signal. So
now I got to give signals, right?
You got to say
yes,
something
sir.
Like, that's the end of the piece, in peace, something like that. I'm working with dysfunction on tonight, bro, but I'm trying to manage.
Yeah, right, you got
no anger, please. I'm sensing anger.
I got to speak to the concierge.
Umbrella.
Umbrella.
Y'all got safe
umbrella.
Words in here, man.
Okay, thank you. Yes, we do. You got to have them.
All right. I'm just asking. I ain't
cut that shit short. Yeah. That means cut that shit short. So, just Jay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, man, I need you to stick around for the pick up your pen because I know I got something silly I want you to write to.
Oh,
I shouldn't have gave that
man.
Away. But anyway, man, I got something for you, bro. Right. I need you to stay your ass right there. All right, my brother?
Bro, don't do this to me, man. I can't do it tonight, big bro. For real. I got
to
get up at 4:30 in the
I'm
morning.
Send it to you.
I thought y'all last week bad messing around with this show to the credits roll on this
draft. That's a statism.
I'm going to put it in your inbox. I'll put it in your inbox, bro.
Thanks, bro.
I got you. You can bring it back to the next show, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, look, one love, man. Thank you for hanging in there with us tonight, man. It's always a pleasure
one
hearing
love.
Your shit.
Killer show, bro.
Well, love,
killer show, all y'all. Much love.
Much love,
thank
my
you,
brother.
One line. Baby, baby. Why y'all ain't saying baby, baby?
I'm
supposed
now.
To say baby, baby.
Baby,
do
you, baby.
Do you, have you ever tasted one? Have you ever tasted it in your mouth?
Oh, man.
Man, you gotta behave yourself. You gotta behave yourself, man. Stop doing my voice,
brother.
Too. Stop doing my voice,
brother.
Stop doing my voice,
no,
man.
You're not gonna put that on me, bro.
Bro, you know you impersonate me all the time. You impersonate me all the time. You need to stop doing that. So we're gonna go to the next phone before you get me in trouble. One love. Okay. Area code 713. Is that the slow one? No, that's not Monday. This is Tuesday. All right. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. What did you do? What it do?
What it always do? It's been a minute there, Mr. Maddox. What's going on, team? How's everybody?
What's up, Sir Lawrence?
What's going
all right
on?
Indeed. Come on
sir
in.
Lawrence.
Come on in. Come on
hey,
in.
Sir Lawrence. Yo.
Indeed,
man,
sir.
Sir Lawrence on the mic. With a name like Sir Lawrence, he can't tell me that he has never envisioned a white unicorn with wings flying around.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you, G, you got to keep up with me because I got these wings on my feet.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Oh, you're a trigon.
Be careful.
Trigon, what? Lord.
You know, it's kind of Greek. It's a Greek mythical being.
Crush me with that one, Trigon. I told you he's a challenge. He's in a J-Rob tonight. I'm telling you, Trigon, poignant.
Right. I'm doing it, right? I'm using the big words by mistake, man. I had a drink.
I'm lost. I'm lost.
No. It's the polysyllables. That's what it is.
Oh.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So Lawrence, man, I can't wait to hear what you got. Yeah, you need to go to do that. You need to do that. So,
keep it up,
Sir Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
Oh, look, I got to finish this laugh, bro. Yeah, okay. Now, Sir Lawrence. Yeah, so,
Indeed, sir.
I had a perfect question for you. Thank you for helping me, bro, because I was lost for a minute. Okay, this is what it was. So, what type of poetry was on you tonight, man, that you wanted to express to the people? What type of poetry did you bring for us tonight?
Well, actually, this particular piece that I decided on, because I was kind of torn, this is the piece that I was dubbed at the time that I wrote it, the soft porn poet.
Oh, no. Really? Nasty stuff.
Is it very nasty? No, because, see, you got to appreciate this was years ago. It's a whole nother thing now. This is light. Based on the stuff I be hearing these days.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear this. We're going to critique this one. We're going to put Penny on you on this one right here. Penny, I know you're there. I can hear you breathing. We're
going
to have to stick Penny on you after you do this piece. Okay. So, Sir Lawrence, we're anxious to hear it, so I'm going to pass the mic to you and simply say the magical words. What are the magical words I'm going to say, Danielle?
The mic is yours.
Indoor sports. You know, like the floor work of gymnastics and doing the figure eight. Pole vaulting with the breaststroke. And muck diving. Now that one, you have to qualify. It's a special treat. Because if you know what to eat, the love juice is sweet. She came into my world ready to compete. Like any good workout, you should loosen up first. So I massaged her body from head to toe while listening to the smooth sounds from the CD that was purposefully put on repeat. Then after the honey does, we were already on the mark, moving to ready, set, go. I was telling that little man how good she was with the mic when she looked at me and said, "Come here." Now, it might have been the pregame show, but I took it to mean it was time for a rim shot. She was past set. She wanted to go, go, go. I said, "Take it easy, baby. I'm not the kind of lover that runs for the covers. So you can have more fun while I'm asleep. Besides, there's too many sensations you're missing out on while trying to hurry and get to that which is coming anyway. Just like a bar of soap. Some of them look good, some even smell good, but you really don't know what you have until you work with it, and it starts to lather. When you get the lather really going good, it can get very slippery. You can set it in a soap dish and go put on a fresh CD. Come back, and it's still lathering. And just like surfing, when you feel the wave coming. It's when you ride on the wave as it's coming in to get the true sensation. This was not for the trophy case. This was for the instant replay. Sir Lawrence.
All right, Sir Lawrence, man. That was very vivid. That wasn't that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. That was soft. I feel what you're saying there.
Mm-hmm,
what did you say
mm-hmm.
there? You said figure eight. Pole vaulting.
Yeah, the figure
skydiving.
Eight, man. Pole vaulting. Oh, no, muck diving. Be careful.
Skydiving. Yeah. If you know what to eat. You said the love juice is sweet from head to toe after that honey dove. After that honey dove, huh? Just like a bar of soap lather when it gets to going real good. And then you say when you come back, it's still lathering, man. Poetic.
Man, I was right there with you, man, with that. If you know what to eat, the juice is sweet. Oh, man, I don't know what you're talking about, man. That was just as dirty as they come. Man, that wasn't clean. That was dirty. That was dirty.
It was not clean.
That was,
you know, well, he was using soap, so that's why I said it was clean. It was pretty clean. He was using soap. So, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, but
my
it was a dope piece.
The love juice. The love juice is sweet. The lather is still lathering, riding on the way. You nasty. You just nasty.
You real nasty.
You just nasty. But I like that. I like that. I like that.
Hey.
That was cool. I like this. Yeah. Soft porn my
right.
ass.
All right.
Instructional. I should have said instructional, probably.
More visual than
instructional. I think so. All right, then, brother. All right then, brother. That was dope. I liked it. I liked the way you did that. I see what you did right there. I seen that. So, hey, look, man, we're going to sit you back there. We're going to do some creative writing, bro. I hope you can stick around and enjoy it. All right, my bro?
Yeah, man.
That's all I got to say. All right,
brother.
All right, man.
Peace.
Peace. All right, man.
Peace.
Hey, one love, my brother.
One love.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a bit. Baby. Yeah.
Baby.
That's right. You know, my speech is starting to slur now a little bit. We're going to go to the next caller while I still have consciousness. Area code 506. Who do we have here? Hello, welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have here? Area code 506.
Yeah, my phone died and I called.
Oh, I forgot the Yeah, I forgot to call.
Oh, hey, baby girl.
Back in at 506.
Lady A. Did Lady A do a piece already? Oh,
yes, I did.
That sensuous, soft tease. Thank you, darling. Well, hold tight, darling.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got to call back in, Miss A.
Okay, thanks.
Baby. All right. Yeah, I flirted with her and everything. I forgot about that. Miss A.
Mm-hmm.
Put her name back in here. Right next to Miss B. All right. All right. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, on the Soul Cafe microphone is the one and only, my big brother, Venom. What it do, Venom? What it do?
What's happening, y'all? How y'all doing?
My brother.
Doing
good, man.
Venom.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, La Perla Negra. How you doing?
I'm feeling
Big brother
good.
For real. What's happening, man? Brother Van, what's up?
What's going on?
Doing good, bro.
What's up,
glad
bro?
To hear from you, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I can't complain. Any day above ground is a good day, you know. No matter what the day brings. So I'm good. Can't complain.
Sure. We're not gonna have talk about death tonight. We're not gonna be talking about death tonight on this night, bro. This is a night of holy happiness.
Oh man, see, you always say something where I was gonna change my piece, man.
I know you are. I know you like to talk about death and rape and stuff like that. That's pretty cool.
Oh,
man, give me
that. Yeah. Really, was I going to talk about rape? And I never talk about rape. No, that's not.
Hey, man, give him the umbrella. Give him the umbrella. Man,
umbrella.
Put him to the rigmarole.
Umbrella.
You got
the umbrella.
Nah, I'm going to come with some realness, though.
Yeah,
I'm going to come with some realness, though. You know.
All right.
Something that everybody needs to hear about, though, you know.
Venom, my brother.
The mic is
I got a question.
Yes.
I got a question for you. I got a question for you. Have you ever introduced your unicorn to a snow cone?
Oh, Jesus. Damn, man.
Unicorn to a snow cone.
To a snow cone. You know what you're talking about,
man.
You know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's talking about, hey, Ben, let me help you out, Ben. And he's talking about the master's right. Oops,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ben, you shouldn't
so
have did that.
I'm just going to say, I'm just going to give a short answer. Yes. Yes. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. See,
no more questions.
Game.
Good job, bro.
No more questions.
Thank you.
I'm a politician tonight. No more questions. Keep it moving.
Hey, well, look, let's let him spit his teeth.
I do not want to say something that may incriminate me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. We've had enough of that already. So,
yeah.
Venom, we're just going to turn to you, bro. We're not going to let Van do the questions no more.
See, man, Van, I thought we were cool, dog.
That was kind of heavy. That was kind of heavy.
Man,
a snow cone. So,
oh my God.
So, bro, man. I'm stuck right now. So, let me put my radio voice back on. So, Venom, we just turn to you, my brother.
Okay.
And tell you that the mic is yours.
All right. Black lives don't matter. Because a mother screams as she sees the yellow tape. You see, her son was murdered and he was only 8, killed in a crossfire of black-on-black hate. Gangs in our community have people in fear, while other races run to the suburbs or the hills looking in the rear. What happened to am I my brother's keeper or we protect our own? But instead, people roam the streets, not even being discreet, searching for another victim to seek. We protest when a white cop kills one of our own black brothers or sisters. But let's be real. We kill each other each and every day. And not one word is spoken in by the end of the day. You see, we come from a nation of kings and queens who strived on family and respect and building things up. So why have we sunk to a lower standard in life in just a few decades? You see, the lack of stability has seemed to fade. But ask yourself a question. Do you see other races of people tearing down their communities with drugs, violence, and mostly murder? Well, the answer is yes. Let's be truthful. But why should we do such a thing? You see, we reign supreme on this earth as kings and queens, brought to America in chains, took the punishment of the white man, and as a black people, we stood tall through it all. But we can't always blame that white man for our situation. If we can't take a stand and demand more of ourselves, what happens when the next generation of young people are dead and gone? Then who will lead and carry on the hope and help people be able to cope? Yes, the people who happen to still be around will probably repeat the same cycle of destruction. Bah, a black person died. Do you hear me? Bah! Another black person died today. What do you have to say? You turn on the news only to see another black person has died in the streets, not by the hands of the people who wear the sheets. For the people who wear the sheets, they sit back and laugh and say, that's one less nigga that they have to deal with. Do you realize you're the demise of your own race, which is such a disgrace? Because blacks killing blacks is just genocide. We become so numb to what we see, it doesn't even bring a tear to our eyes because it's normal. It's not a surprise. Why do you care? Because black lives
really don't matter. And when we did, we became a self. When did we become a selfish race of people? Do you realize that the generation of people who were lynching our people had kids, and now those kids have grown up with the same hate and disgust and wear a badge that states "In God We Trust"? Trust who? The police? The alphabet boys, meaning the FBI, the CIA, the DEA? This country justice system is in disarray. You see, they locking us up by the hundreds each and every day. People are protesting police obstruction when right in their own hood we're facing black-on-black destruction. You see, because black lives don't matter. What happens to the family structure? It's broken down like a pipe being ready to rupture because black lives don't matter. Because if it did, we would care more and not less. We would stand up for the deaths of black-on-black people. Get back on the right side of the track. Stop being so busy twerking, trying to obtain that bling, but create a ring of people who want to do the right type of thing. Despite a fight by other outside society, make it a priority because the Crips and Bloods have killed many people of color just because of the color of clothing that they were wearing or the selling of drugs. Just in Chicago one year alone, 468 blacks were killed by other blacks, and this shows a lack of stability. But we're a strong enough people. We have the ability to change, to help others around feel the same and not be a cause for blame. We need to have respect for ourselves, respect for our brothers and sisters, respect for our fellow man, and demand that we set the example with our own people first. And then there shouldn't be a reason for anyone to say black lives don't matter, because in God's due time, all lives will matter. But for now, we want all to know that it's not that we don't think other lives matter. We just want you to know that we as blacks matter too, Instinct.
Hey, yo, you went all the way up in that joint like that, bro. I got every part of it. You said a lot of things that was poisonous. I said that word again. That's my second time tonight, man. Yo, man, whoa, let me hear what Poetic got to say about that.
Yo, man, I was ready for him to pass the mic, man, so I could jump on in there, man. But Venom, man, you nailed it with that piece, bro. You're right, man. We kill each other more than the police kill us, more than anybody else, but we kill us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And until we get tired of killing us, until we realize that we are not each other's enemies and stop worrying about money, which is really driving why we kill each other. Money and clout, money, yeah. Clout, money, clout, money, clout. Bro, dope piece, man. I love it, man. The
Pearl
of
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
I think La Perla Negra's call dropped, man.
She dropped. Oh, man.
Here?
Oh, she's right
call
there.
My call did not
she
drop.
Oh, she's
y'all
there?
Stop playing with me.
What
really?
You
giving people their own chairs and dismissing me? I didn't say my call dropped. J-Rob said my call dropped.
I don't like your attitude tonight.
Well, you're going to take it.
Okay, I just didn't like it. I just want to speak my mind on that. All right, so La Perla Negra, take all
you
these
and
answers
your
him and give him your dissertation. I'm sending short subliminals to you. Take all day to answer his subliminal.
I love the piece. Everything, that piece would have been perfect for the show the other night. But that wow, he touched on everything, and I get it. I get it. I wish more people would get it. Yeah, all lives do matter, but ours seem to be the ones that are being picked off more so than any.
Right.
So, I get it. You know, you're right, and it needs to be spoken on more. You know, because it's not just any one particular group; it is us killing our own people. You know, and it's sad. It's really sad, and it brings about, I don't lost my words now. Thanks to For Real.
Yes, you did.
dissertation.
That was bad laughing.
Don't y'all.
That was bad
marketing. You get what I'm saying, though. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, I like that piece. Wow.
All righty then. Okay, so look, man, it was a dope piece as ever, a very dope consciousness piece, man. We're going to sit you back there, bro, so we can bring on the
all
next
right, thank
caller
you.
And we can get to that creative writing. One love, my brother.
All right. Thank you.
One love. Okay, we're going to bring in area code 615. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. What it do?
For real, what it do? This is C-34 Music. How are you? How are you, Poetic La Perla Negra and Johnny?
Hey, C double
yes.
The
what's
there.
Up, bro?
Music. Yes.
What's up, broski? Let me tell you something, broski. I heard you the other day on the radio. I don't know who show you was on, but you was like, my name is not C-double-double-W-40. You was like, my name is C-double, and you spelt it. And I said, damn, go ahead. He signified that shit, too. He was like, my name
you
is
know,
C-double, as in double. Yeah. I said, that's my brother.
You know
right
that workshop right there? I was like, okay, y'all keep getting me through the motions like an ex-girlfriend of mine. I'm like, you know, this is why we broke up. I left your tired ass.
They put you through the ring.
That's how that is.
They put you through the ring on this show, bro. I heard it. It was in your voice. Especially when she called you CW. That was kind of funny. You know, I messed
I'm
up
like,
your name for about a year.
I
got it right, so I feel proud of myself.
Yeah, because I was crapping Raisin Bran on that show that night. I'm like, bro. Nah.
Hey, well,
you're
going to
get it right tonight.
Let me see where you at. Ooh, I put your name in the wrong spot. You are not. I put your name in the wrong spot. So, look, man, we're going to let you go in, man, so we can get to this creative writing and so we can talk about people's pieces and how terrible it was, stuff like that. We like to critique over here. So, we're going to let you go in, my brother. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called My Venomous Passivity. I refuse to manage this anger so it can be stored inside boring holes to the point of being diagnosed as a cancer. No, I will not be taken advantage of or taken lightly. I have the right to remain silent. That doesn't mean I won't fight your ass. I choose my battles precisely in intriguing focus, intricately premeditated, obvious to no one. Walking thin lines, persuaded between love, hate, and apathy. The latter part in its capacity through pugilistic profanity, I ravage what's in my vicinity. Viciously, I swoop down in victory like vultures released to be opportunistic in consuming your vulnerability in this device. To decipher and determine the details of this development precedent to the evening event, I exact no evidence of elongated eloquence. My eye-cut glance, sharp as serrated glass, enhance pain but wait. Vengeance is not mine, so what am I doing this for? Being wrapped in this wrong done against me, and how come I don't realize that I've won? I'm an heir to heights of another level, and my inner devil's been hit with a shovel suffering, cracked skulls courtesy of the one who loves me. I let go of this rage and my angry mentality, entrapped my sanity as I throw it into sanitation to let the janitorial staff clean. No need to imagine my inner vigilante. That bloodshed portrait in my galleries are not stars in my galaxy. Sad day for my implanted enemies practicing self-aggrandizement. So managing this flesh madness, I ain't got time for your foul shit. Wash, rinse, repent. Repeat. I release my beast without the guttural screams, because this here is the end piece.
Yo, that was indignant, bro. You came in here and showed out. I'm going to have to deduct 2 points from you for the piece. And for the what was the word I want to use? The way you performed it, you, showing out would get you disqualified. So look, poetic.
So I'm gonna be Bob Ross, the artist, from that to Ron Artest going in the palace.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm gonna be disqualified, that's what you I'm gonna did. Make it worth my while.
You kick the door in of the palace, man. You just kick it into royalty. Poetic, what's up?
Man, listen, bro. You did go all the way in. You went all the way in. This piece was very good. Glad you had something you want to get off your chest. But this is a dope piece, man. And, man, bars. La Perla Negra.
Let me tell you something. You cannot be Bob Ross. Coming in there, talking all calm and cool, like that never happened.
Oh, tonight it would.
And go in on a piece like that. You can't. It don't work like that.
Tonight I was at work, and then somebody took me out of my character, so I went Ron Artest.
Okay, I get it, man.
So,
all right.
Now you get it.
He was hot, though. Don't you condescend to me.
What was that word I used a couple of weeks ago, La Perla Negra? Playtex? I wanted to use that on that workshop.
Mm-hmm.
That night.
Playtex? Oh, my God. Y'all really, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. I can't. Playtex. Oh. Okay, y'all got me tonight. Very, very nice piece.
Thank you.
All right, Jane Clarence. She double. We're going to shit you back in for a minute, momentarily, till we get ourselves together, bro. Hey, thanks for that piece, man. It was dope. That was clever. That was all that we expect from you, my bro. I appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. I'm not sitting in that unicorn chair, though. I'm sorry.
It's not a unicorn chair now.
It's not a unicorn chair.
It's Dan's chair now.
It's the chair of mishap.
Well,
chair of mishap,
that's fine,
bro.
With me, then.
No, don't get it twisted. It's the chair of mishaps. All right, brother. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, yeah. Brother and sister.
One love. Yes. You just heard from C-Double-40 Music, y'all. We're going to go to the next caller. Area code C. I know I messed it up again, didn't I? Area code 631. Something happened down here. You messed me up. Welcome to
What's
the
really good?
Cafe. What did you do?
What it always does. And how we always do it.
Javi.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hey, Javi.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, Hobbs.
Everything
you
can think of is going on in here tonight.
Yeah, I heard. And if you're going to ask me a question about my unicorn, I plead the fifth.
You can't.
All righty, then. We're not going to ask you this.
You cannot. You cannot. You got to ask him a question. Nope. He doesn't. He's not exempt.
Okay.
How are you going to tell somebody you're not exempt? You're going to take away my constitutional right?
The question is question is coming forth,
done every day.
Chief Longwind. The question is coming forth. There's no time to ponder. If you had the once-in-a-lifetime chance to use your magical unicorn on any female superhero.
Just got.
Which superhero would that be? Superhero.
Right. Not like
that's
that.
A superhero to me. Of course, you're not. I have to
take.
Let's see. I take Storm. Let me see. Captain Marvel, the black one. There's just. Oh man, there's so many good choices. But I'm going to stick with Storm and Captain Marvel. I'm going to stick with them. I'm going to go with that.
Okay, that's a good answer. I would go with those answers. I think that answer's pretty good. I think that's pretty tight. Okay, then. So we're going to go straight to your poetry, broski. What do you have for us tonight?
Actually, I have something pretty special, but you have to get essentially Zanice off of, I think she's on mute. You have to unmute her.
Not muted. She's working
she's
on that page, and we're running out of time. So do your piece.
No, it's a special piece. It's the piece between the both of us. It's a collab.
She can hear you. Well,
collab.
She can hear you.
Okay, collab. Bring her in. Get her.
Come on, baby
her.
Girl.
I'm here.
Come on in here. There she is.
All right, so we're not going to take a lot of time. Are you ready, Zanice?
Yeah.
Are you prepared?
Yeah.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
How much is a kiss? A kiss that changes everything. Not like weather, but better. Your view, your vision, your mission in life blasting off into inner space, and this kiss is your ignition.
The distance we traverse before we lean in begins with storied silences and freely given assurances. This light, in spite of dark places, allows us the space to breathe, accepting kindness at face value, and on the other side of my hesitance, I found you.
There is no price for love save what you're willing to do to have it, keep it. Sustain it like flame, roaring at force with the passion, the tiniest match when it's the end game. What price would you pay to find one of your dreams, the silver cloud mining, the gold stitching in the seams, the brightest sunlight and the beautiful moonbeam, the look into the eye you can see, the gleam. How is it that this kiss could tell you a story? The glory of finding love in dark places, the emptiness of broken spaces, the paces we walk, and from the coldest talks. And remember when you didn't have anyone. Men who just build, destroy, or run, treated hurt like fun. Remember that kiss that gave you butterflies and palm sweat, the late night phone calls, and don't forget me texts. The first embrace is always the longest. You kiss with your eyes closed, willing life to shine like neon lights and easily seen in darkness, a lighthouse of love and affection.
I fall with my eyes closed. The first embrace is the most revealing. When you exhale, I can glimpse what you're feeling. Your energy glows. Along the seams and through broken spaces, your energy flows. And you honor this process of mending with lavender light. I'm certain you've seen it. You run your fingers along the line I've yet to recite. How much is a kiss? A kiss that traces the curves of the words and blended verses. Allow me to explore your stillness, jawline, your willingness to hold poetry against my lips.
This kiss that changes everything warms the soul, much like a fireplace. And a fireplace can be considered a heart or hearth. Where we come to rest, we become warm on days of the winter solstice, this full-lip kiss overflowing, and I don't want to kiss you if you hold back your feelings, your emotion, the desire. I treat my kisses like a fireplace, and I stoke the fire. I need you to know that this kiss will have us traveling, melting into the night, dancing with days, affection so strong, overpowering with might. I need you to know that this kiss comes attached to a man who uses love like a gun. I'm not afraid to shoot. I need you to understand that a smile is kindness, but a kiss is giving joy. That gives promises when we leave to meet again, to confirm all in my heart that I have is for you. This kiss transforms future, builds families, and will follow with I do. That I can be called husband, lover, and father. I need you to know that this kiss will change everything. Life fantastic, and for you, ready. Just have it. Move, close your eyes, and watch this world happen.
Let me learn from you.
Let me learn from you.
Yeah.
Will you write with me?
How much will a kiss?
How much will a kiss again? Poem.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
Yo, that was deep. That was deep. You know, performed by two of my favorite artists, you know what I mean? Your voice match up very, very centrally right, man. That was beautiful, yo. That was beautiful. Voice?
Thank you.
Man, that was like a nice little story being told between two lovers. And then that exchange at the end of the piece, your vocals, your the way you wrote, it was just a beautiful piece altogether. Great work, you two. Great work. Man, great work. La Pearl and Nigga.
Oh, my God. Yo, Yes. Y'all should take a bow. I loved it. You said, on the other side of heaven, first embrace is the most revealing. I don't want to kiss you if you hold back. Oh, my. I loved it. Y'all did that. Yes. Snap, clap, all that. Yes. I loved it. Oh, man. Excellent performance. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, that was it right there. That was it. I'm going to have to listen to that over again on the replay. That was dope right there. That was definitely dope right there. Well, hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen. We have 5 minutes left of the program. We definitely ran out of pick up my pen time on this night. We're going to have to readjust how we do it around here. We had a lot of callers. It was unexpected for me, you know. We have a little audience around here where we, you know, get to do a small thing, you know, intimate setting. But y'all got me off guard tonight. We had a lot of callers. I just want to throw this past you guys. You guys that want to experience, pick up your pen. If you can get up in here a lot earlier on the next show next Monday so we can get that part over with, so we can get into that creativity, that'll be beautiful. If you can. Other than that, we're going to have to do things a little differently so that we can get up in here. I was looking forward to that, but I still feel as though we had a great program. And I had a lot of fun with you guys, more than you know. I want to thank everybody for coming out in this joint. You know what I mean? Van, any final words, my brother?
Absolutely. Let's join Mojave tomorrow night for a Swanky's Takeover at 9 p.m. Wednesday night, the Love Zone is VIP in La Perla Negra. Thursday night, the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and Yours Truly Poetic. Friday night, Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric. Saturday night, y'all, Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, the Inspiration Factory. And then we'll be right back here. I'm sorry, Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and Yours Truly Poetic. And then we'll be right back here Monday with, for real, the poet Douglas La Perla Negra, essentially Janice, and Yours Truly Poetic, for some more shenanigans and get in early, like for real said, to pick up your pen, La Perla Negra.
I love y'all for coming out. Awesome show. Thank you, everybody. Peace.
Hey, essentially Janice.
Just thank you for coming through. I love the variety of the work that was presented. All of it was just on point. Perfect. I appreciate your sharing. Please come back.
That's right, that's right. And we want to thank you as well, Miss Event Page Hostess. Y'all get over to that event page and show her some love and check out her beautiful postings. I love it every time. She does a lot of good work over there, great work over there,
yes,
on our event page. Miss Essentially Janice, a.k.a., if you get it twisted, Penny. Baby, baby. Hey, but look, it's been a blast, y'all. I'm sorry we didn't get to pick up our pins, but join us next week, and we'll do it again, y'all. One love, one mic. Peace out, everybody.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like capture big things, jewel chip, money clip, phone flip the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance. And that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist lace up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym, tone your frame up. A sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play a low key but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris straight up, can't get mine in the waist up. Seen two. My fam throwing the jam, Fareed is on the stand. Big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in here. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to tell she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, preserved the crew especially, and Honey Love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight for life, but now I'm looking at her skeptically, cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Tinky eyes, sweet voice, caught me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the CeeLo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me, dance with me?
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on then, let's go. This is mad. So sick. I said, yo, Honey was so blazing. She was, yo, she was like Jay Kennedy, word bomb. So my mom.